Hello and welcome to a mini episode of the Audiobook Show, wishing you a happy new year. I'm Robert Kirkwood.
And I'm Red Sale.
And today we've got no authors, no narrators, no clips of books.
But we do have a treasure chest of previous episodes to choose from, with some superb interviews.
Yes, that's the idea of this mini little podcast-only episode. As well as wishing you a happy new year, we are going to have a look back at some of our previous episodes and encourage you to look down at the darker edge of the podcast feed.
The lower numbers, Robert.
That's it. And because this is podcast only, we're not bound by Ofcom rules. We can swear.
Oh, no, we can't.
So, first of all, let's go to the very first episode. And if you're going down to episode one and for about the first 20 or so episodes, please forgive the theme tune. It had nothing to do with us.
Foisted upon us from the powers that be. Now, it seemed like a good idea at the time, though.
Now, the first interview is called The History of the Talking Book, where you spoke to a friend of mine, actually, Matt...
Professor Matthew Rubery.
Yeah. Now, how was that?
That was great. He was doing a book launch about the history of the talking book. He is the undisputed expert, goes right back to its very origins, and he invited me along to the launch and gave me 20 minutes before he went on stage.
You're unmentioned in that book.
I know. Well, you are part of the history of the talking book.
Took Matt round as part of a documentary that we'll talk about it now. I did a documentary with Matt where we travelled round London to the locations of the first recording studio at St Dunstan's, or as close as we could get because it's now an American embassy, so we didn't want to get shot. So we were in Regent's Park, and then we went to the first studios, and then we went to the current studios. And I said to Matthew, do you want to come in and listen to a book being recorded, which he jumped at that chance. And it just so happened it was a very, very racy scene of a Jackie Collins novel that we walked into. So, yeah, he mentions that in the book.
Well, we cater for all sorts with the Talking Books Library.
So if you want to find that interview, it's in episode one.
Or if you're using a screen reader like I do, type in 001. Otherwise, you will end up with all the 100s as well.
That's a good point. Well made.
Also in that episode, there's a lovely interview with Anthony Horowitz, who was arguing that Ian Fleming was a better spy writer than John le Carré. He was on a sticky wicket, but he fought a very, very good rearguard action.
Did he win or did he lose?
He did actually lose, but I think that's more to do with the nature of the audience gathered at the London venue where he was standing up and defending it.
It's also quite handy because we've got an hour with John le Carré as episode 150. So
yeah, and in a later episode, I interviewed the person who argued for John le Carré, a chap called David Farr, who was the writer and director for the Night Manager TV adaptation of le Carré's novel.
Fantastic. And as we say, or as I've said before, books have no sell-by date. So an interview that's 2 years old, you may be coming to that book fresh. You may be coming to a book that's 20 years old and it's as fresh as it was, as you read it, as it was when it was first published. So I would recommend anyone to have a wander down the list of our Audio Boom episodes where you can find Neil Gaiman, Bill Bryson, Lee Child, Gail Honeyman. Anyone else you want to add, Red?
Well, yeah, Dame Judi Dench, a terrific narrator.
No, really Jane's a better one.
Jane
Judi Dench.
Have I got my wrong teeth in today? Dame Judi Dench, Alexander McCall Smith, Ben McIntyre, fantastic biographer of Second World War spies, and Kim Philby, a really fascinating interview. Every so often, I do an interview with an author who just opens my eyes to an entire bit of history or thinking that I've never thought about before. I mean, in many ways, this is the best job in the world, isn't it, Robert?
Mm.
We get educated every week, and hopefully we pass a lot of that on to the listeners.
As soon as that episode was finished, I read Agent Zigzag, which stood me in good stead, actually, because then I interviewed Ben McIntyre at the Boswell Book Festival. Another point, actually, I have been travelling to the Boswell Book Festival, the Wigtown Book Festival, and to a lesser extent, I write in Glasgow and the Edinburgh International Book Festival, and we report live from them. In fact, one of the episodes that we had on over Christmas was you and me on stage at the Edinburgh Festival, which you can find in our podcast feed.
Fantastic. And yes, I do the Southern festivals. So the Petworth Book Festival, where I got to bump into my great hero, Sir Chris Bonington, and discuss mountaineering and rock climbing with him. We've been to the Hay Festival, where my colleague Hannah has done some super interviews, including with Neil Gaiman. And well, I mean, it's just there are a wealth of authors out there who've got great stories to tell, not just on the page, but in interview.
And, of course, award-winning authors.
Yeah, well, we cover the major book awards every year, starting in January with the Costa Book Award, and then the Carnegie Medal, which recognises the best in children's literature each year, and then finishing up in October with the Booker Prize, which, you know, always throws up some great new names. I remember Stuart Turton from last year, The Seven Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle, possibly the most confusing and brilliant detective novel I have ever read. And then at the end of the year, we interviewed Sir Salman Rushdie for the Booker Prize. It's, you know, always something old, something new.
And I love some of the non-fiction things we've done. Like Mark, no, I'm going to say this name wrong. Who's the author of Stuff Matters?
Mark Miodovnik.
Thank you.
I had to practice that a lot.
He does a great interview with you about his book, which explores the marvellous materials that shape our man-made world.
Yeah, and then Marcus de Sotoy. I mean, I'm no mathematician. I struggled to get my maths O-level. But Marcus de Sotoy somehow made mathematics look elegant and appealing and seriously important.
And, of course, we're becoming the audiobook show as we gradually lose the name Read On. We were Read On. I think the audiobook show is a simpler name. We're by no means dropping anything to do with R&IB. It's still recorded in the R&IB Talking Book Studio. It's all about talking books. We're going to give away the TB numbers. I just think the audiobook show, if you're going to an author or you're going to a publisher or a narrator even, say we have a radio show and a podcast called The Audiobook Show, it's much simpler and it does what it says in the tin.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what we do is unique. An hour-long podcast every week focusing on audiobooks is not done by anybody else in the UK. I think we should celebrate that. The fact that the R&IB is recognised as the centre of excellence for recording audiobooks means we get some terrific authors and narrators.
One of the reviews says, I think maybe the name R&IB opens more doors to us than perhaps other book podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly, when I went to talk to John le Carré, he does not like doing radio interviews. He prefers to express himself on paper. And yet the fact that it was for R&IB and the fact that he is such a huge supporter of audiobooks and talking books, he was more than happy to give us an exclusive interview.
You did that in his front room, and you could have saved me an editing job by going away from the grandfather clock.
I'm surprised you didn't hear the cups and saucers and us chewing our way through a pile of biscuits.
I quite like that. I quite like that in the background, cups and saucers. I like a bit of Atmos in the back of an interview, but not a really loud clock. I got most of them. There's one chime that I couldn't get out.
Yeah, but it does sound like I've made a very important point. It was a ka-chung moment.
We must mention the narrators. They are the lifeblood of any audiobook or talking book, and we try to speak to as many narrators as we can. There are some brilliant interviews with John Cormack,
David Thorpe, Cherry Baines, and Caroline Lennon, whose voice I've always adored. I used to listen to The Archers with my wife, I have to admit to that. And she just has the most mellifluous, gorgeous Irish voice. And she was just a delight to be in the studio with for half an hour talking about her life as a voice actress.
Talking of which, what about the ridiculously flirty interview that you did?
Oh, yes. Laurence Bouvard. Oh, well, yes, that was a lovely interview. Probably just as well my wife didn't get to hear that one.
So this is, so I was wishing you a happy new year. Sorry there's no actual show today. We'll be back next week on the 10th of January with a look back over 2019. Then on the 17th of January, a brand new episode, Red. What's going to be in that one?
Well, 2020 is, of course, a Paralympic and Olympic year. So we're kicking off with an interview with wheelchair basketball ace turned author, Ade Adepitan. We've got a winter warmer cosy romance from Emma Hetherington. And we also are looking at one of the books shortlisted for the Costa Debut Novel Award, which is Brian Bilston's Diary of a Somebody.
Oh, the poet laureate of Twitter.
Indeed, who is a very funny man.
So we best wrap up this little bonus episode chat thing. Thank you if you've listened this far. It's just to say, Happy New Year. There's no actual show this week, but if you can, go down to the bottom end of the podcast feed and have a look at some of those timeless interviews. As I say, with Neil Gaiman, Bill Bryson, Irvin Welsh is down there. Alan Bennett's down there as well.
Howard Jacobson, Lee Child, H.A. Tamilkaran.
C.J. Tudor.
C.J. Tudor.
Who I'm reading at the moment.
Yeah, how could we forget them? Every Booker Prize winner for the last 15 years?
Not quite. I think safe to say the last decade, anyway.
Every Booker Prize winner for the last decade. Oh, and that lovely interview with Penelope Lively, who was up for the Booker of Bookers, who I think is a hugely overlooked author, actually, from the 1980s. She wrote some really good books.
And I'll just mention one last geeky interview I did about the recording of Spike Milligan's War Diaries. If you make audiobooks or you're into making audiobooks, listen to that and find out how hard this job used to be.
Oh, God, cutting up all those bits of tape. I will never complain about Adobe Audition again. Oh, gosh, and there are all the book reviews as well, from, you know, both from me and from the listeners. And if you're listening and you've read a good book, just send us a book review. We'd love to talk to you about it.
Right, this is 5 minutes longer than I said it was going to be. Have a very happy new year, Red.
Yeah, have a fantastic 2020, and we will look forward to accompanying you through it, starting again from next week.
See you next week. Back to normal then. Bye-bye.